transport guidelines. So, and especially transport becomes an important part when ambulance comes into picture. Because today, in any hospital, if you want to admit a patient, without ambulance, the admission of the patient becomes very difficult. And ambulance is a part of a transport. So obviously, transport vehicles, ambulances should have strict infection control guidelines. Attendants should adequately protect themselves. Ambulance equipment, stretchers, chairs, seats, etc. should be cleaned with disinfectants. See, this was a very, very important part, and actually it's a very healthy habit. See what happens. Let us understand why all these things have come into picture. See, one of the, to understand the importance of these rules, we have to understand the motive of ambulance. What is the objective of an ambulance, right? See, the whole objective of an ambulance is it carries patients from the residences or wherever it is, the patient, or any area, to the hospital. So it's a to and fro mechanism. Okay, so ambulance goes from the hospital to the area of the problem area where the patient is there, in office, it may be home, it may be any, you know, roadside, anywhere where the event has occurred, and the ambulance brings the patient inside, and from that particular event he brings it to the hospital. So in this whole to and fro movement, let us understand who are the stakeholders. The ambulance driver is there, then the healthcare professionals are inside, then all the healthcare equipment is inside. Okay, let us say, and how many frequent trips does the ambulance does? Many. Within 24 hours, the ambulance is always on the run. In a busy hospital, the ambulances are always, and not only ambulances, hearses are there which carry the dead body, they are always on the run. Okay, so if that is the situation, they carry so many patients, there is a transformation of so many patients who move from here to there. And consider one situation where we are carrying a COVID patient. Okay, if that COVID patient comes, what happens? He is infected. He infects the ambulance driver. He infects the stretcher. He infects all the equipment in the ambulance. And the whole ambulance is infected. Let us say that the COVID patient is deposited in that, or he is admitted in that hospital. And if the ambulance is not clean, the same infection is transmitted to other patients who are not even COVID, can be having COVID. And that is why transport vehicles and ambulances had very, very strict guidelines. Nasal oxygen probes should be disposed in a proper way. Disposables should not be reused, and maintain registration of equipment used. This was very, very important, because nasal oxygen ambulances are meant for emergency patients, and emergency patients require oxygen unless put otherwise. So all the tubings, nasal oxygen probes, etc., they have to be disposed of, or they have to be maintained properly. And that is exactly, we have to do all these things. If possible, use disposable probes and throw it off. Use, and then make an inventory, what is thrown, what is to be removed, and what is. So this is all equipment used, registered, maintenance, tracking, everything started. Pharmacy guidelines. Lot of guidelines for a pharmacy. Because if you see hospital, pharmacy, ambulance, then patients, visitors, these are all stakeholders of the healthcare system. And that is why one COVID-19 pandemic, started guidelines for everybody. The necessary medications, injections, and emergency disposables. should be ready in adequate quantity. Do not replace, substitute and reuse the products. Distancing, hand hygiene and personal protective measures should be followed in medical stores or pharmacy in hospitals. Important, very important. In a pharmacy, the necessary medications, apart from the medications being expired, the necessary medications, injections and emergency disposables should be ready in adequate quantity. So one of the important points was that all the medicines should be immediately available in adequate quantity. So all the chemists, all the pharmacists should have all the stock of the emergency medicine. Why? Because emergency doesn't tell you when it is coming, and COVID-19 problems and issues accentuates the problem. So you have to be properly, you can't have, a pharmacy cannot have, you know, oh, this is not available. So you are wasting time in, you know, diverting patient to another pharmacy. Okay, so that is clear. Do not replace, substitute and reuse the products. Because of COVID, the points of quality had to be enforced. Distancing, hand hygiene, personal protective, absolutely that was the norms. Because distancing and hand hygiene was very, very, very important. Support of the administrator to the employees. During the pandemic situation, productivity as well as quality has to be part as per the expectation of the client, client's relatives and hospital management. So this was the one of the important parts that we had to follow. Promote dialogue. This is very, very important. We all know communication is the key for any successful endeavor, and especially in problematic areas like this, communication is always the key to solve your problems. Managers and employees, these are the typical, you know, stakeholders in any organization. And if you see, many problems between the managers and employees start because of miscommunication or no communication. Two-way dialogue between these managers and employees ensures that communication efforts help the management. It provides employees with the information and perspective they need and enables them to express and process negative emotions and feel more in control. Administration managers can create opportunities for two-way dialogues. It's a very interesting situation when such kind of things happen. See, what happens, we have to understand this promote dialogue part. You know, we have to again go into pre-era COVID, pre-COVID era and the COVID era. In the pre-COVID era, of course, there was no problems. The problems between managers and employees were limited to their work. So, for example, a scenario would be an employee coming to an office, working with a manager, had issues with the manager regards his work. The manager was not promoting him, or maybe the work is given too high. I have to work for shifts, and you know, normal complaints, work complaints. Suddenly, after the pre-COVID era, what happened? Manager started employing lot of activities, lot of controls. When you have to come with the masks. Stay away from people. Okay, don't be very crowd. Don't make a crowd. If you have cough, if you have fever, you go home. People were told, just for a minor cough and fever, they were told to go back to home. Some employees were afraid. They had the apprehension that the company is removing them from the work. So, so there was a reaction, negative reaction. That a typical negative reaction. Why I only have, you know, minor cough? Why I'm not COVID? Okay, so why I should be told to leave? So this kind of discussions, because these discussions very important, because it was beyond the work. It was for their health. And when the discussions came on their health of the employees were shattered. And that is why management dialogues were very important. Human resource activities played a very important role. Trust in the employees. The best thing that administration manager should do is put utmost trust and confidence in the employees that they will do the right thing, which they will if employees provide a supportive structure. See, it was a COVID pandemic was a problem area. And when such problem comes, managers and employees were both had to come to one particular consensus and they had to go together. And to for them to come together, trust is one of the important things. So a trust was built between the employees and the managers. The manager started building some trust by discussion, by continuous education of the employees that look, this COVID-19 is a problem. That is why if you have a minor cough or fever, better go home. It is for your benefit rather than for our benefit. So this information was provided to the employees. Reinforce organizational values. Many companies have spent the past couple of years building a set of values that describe how much they care for the employees. Administration managers should make sure to reinforce these values with employees. Also, continue to model the right behavior and encourage employees to call out unethical conduct. See, all these COVID pandemic brought the employees and the managers together. And the first paragraph is very important of the slide. See, every company has got a set of values. And I would put it this way. Every company has got a corporate social responsibility, which is called as a CSR. And in the CSR or the corporate social responsibility, one of the important parts or objectives of the company is to provide the employees the social care of the employees. Give back to the world what they have earned. So there are a lot of initiatives. Especially many corporate social responsibilities have all these, helping the blind people or maybe, helping the less fortunate people or employees, how making life easier for employees, making life easier for the employees. So these values, they have to be very, very important. And so different companies have different set of values. And obviously CSR is one of the important parts. So, and they have actually spent a lot of years in all these values. So obviously they have to revisit those values and start explaining employees about them. Increase recognition. Effective recognition not only motivates the recipient, but also serves as a strong signal to other employees of behaviors they should emulate. Some companies, they do this activity of providing rewards. So maybe weekly some, who are the best in this quarter, who's the best project manager in this quarter, who's the best, developer, say in a software company, or maybe who's the best sales guy, like this. So all these things, they help the company a lot. So these are all the recognition policies, reward policies. Okay. Recognition doesn't need to be monetary. Administration managers should consider public acknowledgement, tokens of appreciation, development opportunity and low cost perks. Yes, many, many companies do this activity. And obviously within COVID, they had to increase all these things. Because see, all these ideas, all these recognitions, all these non-monetary activities also help a lot. They help to develop a bond between the employees and the managers. You may have different activities like, you know, simple things. You can have a town hall. A town hall, obviously, you call all the employees and, you know, you have the leaders normally address the employees that, oh, we are doing very great, we are doing these activities. And then if there are some good people who have actually committed or actually given, you know, a lot of efforts for the profit of the company, they are actually called out. The names are called out in front of huge group. That helps them. That helps to give a message to the remaining people that if they work, they are also rewarded. These are small tokens of appreciation. There are many, many, many activities also. People, employers are there, you know, people stay in company for long. So many employees who go to different organizations, they are very busy in their work. They consider work as their family. They are very much attached to the work. And that is why they invest time in that organization for years and years and years. What can an organization do as a recognition? Whenever an employee completes 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, they can acknowledge such employees by sending some gifts, by sending some, you know, token of appreciation. It may be small, but it gives a lot of value to that particular employee that, oh, my work is recognized by the organization. And then there are some, you know, development opportunities. Like, for example, you know, job rotation is one of the important opportunities that we can give to our, you know, many employees. Like, for example, let us say a multinational IT company. Okay, so you always have some IT projects or, you know, software projects outside India. Okay, and on site. So you may want to send some developers or some software professionals outside for the projects. That itself is a motivation for the new people or the software's professionals who are actually into this particular activity. You know, they get motivated. You are staying in a different country, you are earning money over there, you are enjoying the life, new life over there along with your work, and then you can, you know, that's the motivation. So these are all these, you know, different opportunities. Encourage innovation. Administration managers can emphasize the need and provide opportunities for incremental innovation or process improvement. Yes, they should provide opportunities to share successes and safety for potential failures, make an effort to highlight the value of employees continuing to scale their activities, and ensure that any risks are worthwhile. Innovation is one of the important parts today. Because technology is booming and technology is going in a very great leaps and bounds. How are you encouraging innovation? Give an idea. Tell the people to give an idea. Tell the people to post an idea. There are platforms wherein the ideas can be posted. Newer innovation techniques can be done. You have center of excellences, which you can actually help to develop some innovation. And that's the greatest part of any organization development, and a great part from an employee perspective. How will innovation help them? Innovation will reduce efforts. Innovation will reduce price. Innovation will reduce the cost. And it will help the employees in a different way, so that some employees can achieve their future, achieve their dream. If innovation is achieved, that means technology is, you know, optimal use of technology is there, and we can actually have it can be a beneficial or mutual partnership, mutual benefit to the employees as well as the technology, as well as the client, as well as your organization. Be on the lookout for signs of distress in employees. This is very, very important. Administrative managers should use both direct conversation and indirect conversation, observations, I would say, to get visibility into the employees' challenges and concerns. He should use every opportunity to make clear to the employees that the organization supports and cares for them. Yes, there are a huge organization, if you take, you know, there are different departments. Many departments are there. And many employees are working in that department. What happens? Eventually, an employee is working in a group. He may have some work tensions, he may have some home tensions. And people are not switch on, switch off mode. People are not in a switch on, switch off mode. Some people, they carry the home tension to work and vice versa. And that is why some of the employees are always disturbed. When an employee comes at work, he may be thinking of his, you know, some problem at the home. How am I going to manage XYZ, illness, etc., etc. And that productivity is suffering. Because of that, productivity at the office is suffered. And eventually, a good employee loses productivity. The organization loses productivity. So, importance of an administrator, manager, or importance of that particular HR of that particular organization. It may be hospital, it may be organization, but they must be on the lookout. Thank you.